All praise is due to Allah, the Creator of all people. He is the one who is praised continually throughout all time. He is the one who encouraged people who accept and comply with the truth to love one another, seek closeness to one another, and agree with one another. And He is the one who warned them against forsaking one another, cutting ties with one another, and opposing one another. I bear witness that none is worthy of worship except Allah alone without any partner. He is the bestower of abundant favors, the one who originated the heavens and the earth without any precedent, and the owner of all majesty and honor. I further bear witness that our leader and Prophet Muhammad is Allah's worshipping servant and messenger, the Prophet of mercy, the messenger of guidance and safety from Allah's punishment. May Allah grant commendation and protection to our Prophet, as well as to our Prophet's virtuous family and companions, servants of Allah. Observe taqwa of Allah, the Lord of all creation, by doing what He commanded and avoiding what He prohibited. Observing taqwa is the command that Allah gave to all earlier and later generations, as He said, "And we have indeed instructed those given scriptures prior to you, as well as you yourselves, to observe taqwa of Allah." Dear people who submit to Allah in Islam, it is well established that from the start of creation, all people have had different dispositions, desires, and inclinations. Furthermore, all people are different in their character, conduct, characteristics, and circumstances. Some people are calm and gentle, others are rough, distant, and difficult, and others yet are somewhere in between. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet, may Allah grant him commendation and protection, stated, "With regards to their innate dispositions, people differ the way that ores of silver and gold differ. The best of them before submitting to Allah in Islam are the best after submitting to Allah in Islam, if they attain understanding of the religion." Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah grant him commendation and protection, stated, "Allah the Most Exalted undoubtedly created Adam from a handful of soil taken from all soils of the earth. Thus, the descendants of Adam vary the way that all soils of the earth vary. Some are light, some are tan, some are dark, and some are in between. Some are accommodating, some are difficult, some are wholesome, some are unwholesome, and some are in between. Moreover, because no person can go without interacting with others and communicating with them, it would be wise of a person who submits to Allah in Islam to attain insight on how to interact with all types of people in an appropriate and suitable way. To this end, there are fixed principles, useful foundations, and a wealth of experience that a person should heed and understand in order to interact and deal with people in the correct way. Servants of Allah, the first thing that should be understood when striving to deal with others in the best manner is that when we deal with people who, like us, do not have divine protection from making mistakes. All people do right sometimes and do wrong other times. Servants of Allah, that being established, here are some principles and guidelines that are useful when it comes to striving to communicate with others and deal with them in the best manner. The first of those guidelines is Allah's statement, "Accept al-afwa." Instruct people to do al-urf and turn away from those who behave ignorantly. As-Sa'di, may Allah have mercy upon him, commented, "This passage encompasses all aspects of sound conduct towards others and how they should be treated. A person should accept al-afwa from people. Al-afwa means that which their souls readily offer, as well as the deeds, character, and conduct that comes easy to them. A person should not hold people to do that which their dispositions do not allow for. Rather, he should thank each person for any positive speech, action, or gesture they extend to him." The command to do al-urf entails speaking virtuously, acting righteously, and having sound conduct towards others, be they close or far. It is doing those things such that your actions towards others do not extend past giving beneficial knowledge, encouraging them to do good, preserving ties of kinship, treating parents in the best manner, setting people's affairs with one another right, giving useful advice, sharing sound counsel, cooperating with people upon fulfilling Allah's commands and avoiding His prohibitions, discouraging unpleasant deeds, and guiding others to what would benefit their adherence to their religion and improve their mundane affairs. Then, because every person must be exposed to the irritation and harm of people who lack knowledge, Allah commanded us to turn away from those who lack knowledge, rather than treat them with ignorance in turn. Therefore, if a person irritates you with his words or actions, do not irritate him in response. If he withholds from you, do not withhold from him. If he cuts ties with you, endeavor to preserve those ties as a response. And if he treats you unjustly, treat him fairly in turn. Servants of Allah, another guideline that should be followed when dealing with others appears in the statement of Allah the Most Exalted, Messenger of Allah, tell my obedient servants to say the words that are best. When they fail to do that, Shaitan certainly sows enmity between them. Shaitan is truly an open enemy to humans. In light of that, people are exposed to varying states and circumstances. Sometimes they are preoccupied, weakened, forgetful, sick, aging, or otherwise, and this affects people's behaviors and dispositions. Therefore, give people the benefit of the doubt, and do not be hasty in judging their words and actions before knowing the reasons and causes for their actions, especially when Shaitan is keen on sowing enmity and fostering hate between people. He may sow enmity between you and your brother by leading you to assume the worst about your brother when something happens between you two. Your brother may have not interceded for you once when you asked him to. He may have not given much care to a request you made of him. He may have not answered one of your invitations. He may have not asked about you when you were sick. He may have not responded once to your call or message. He may have not invited you once to a wedding feast. He may have not congratulated you on some wealth you recently gained. He may have not responded once to a salam you extended. He may have not spoken to you when he saw you at a gathering. He may have not shown up once when you agreed to meet him. Or he said something to you once that bothered you, and other things that may occur. In any case, it is not fair or right of you to build your beliefs about other people on uncertain knowledge, or to foster hate for your fellows and forsake them as a result of perceived slights towards you. Instead, you should hasten to be frank with your brother and ask him about why he did what he did, so that his reasons and intentions become clear and your soul can rest easy. Slow down, and do not hasten to blame a friend. He may have a valid excuse when you blame him. Servants of Allah, another important guideline for dealing with others appears in the statement of Allah the Most Exalted, do good to people in exchange for them having done wrong to you. When you do so, you will find that if there was animosity between you and someone else, he will become like a beloved friend. This means stave off people's ignorant dealings and lack of knowledge with good. Push back the ignorant treatment of those who lack knowledge by being forbearing, prevent their wronging you by pardoning them, and stop their transgression against you by being patiently perseverant. Then, if you manage to return their harm with kindness and their unwholesome deeds with righteous ones, they will stop perpetrating their unwholesome deeds, and their animosity towards you will transform into affection. Servants of Allah, this guideline also applies to what should be done for a person who is very angry to the extent that he can no longer control himself and is saying things without thinking about them. Ibn al-Jawzi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, if your companion is taken by rage and starts saying things that are inappropriate, then you should make sure to not set any store by what he says, nor hold him accountable for it. That is because in that state, he is like an inebriated man who does not know what he is doing. Instead, bear out his rage and ignore what he says, for he has been overcome by Shaitan. His disposition is inflamed and his intellect has been obstructed. If you were to take him to task in that state and respond to him in turn, you would be like a sane person arguing with one that is insane, or a wakeful person who is admonishing another who has fainted, and in doing so, you would be in the wrong. Instead, regard your fellow with a merciful eye, and realize that when he returns to his senses, he will regret what occurred and recognize your virtue for being patient with him. Learning this course of action is especially important for dealing with the anger of parents, close friends, and spouses. In each case, let those people vent and set no store by what they say, and afterwards they will return while being regretful. Allah stated about the people of Iman who have sound beliefs and righteous deeds, rather they must overlook and pardon. Would you not love for Allah to overlook your wronging and pardon you in turn? And Allah is most forgiving, bestower of mercy. All praise is due to Allah. He is the one who created everything in the most excellent way, and He is the one who gave every single thing its most appropriate form, then guided it to fulfilling its purpose. I bear witness that none is worthy of worship except Allah alone without any partner. To Him belongs the dominion of the heavens, the earth, everything that is between them, and everything that is within the earth. I further bear witness that our leader and Prophet Muhammad is Allah's worshipping servant and messenger. May Allah grant commendation and abundant protection to our Prophet, our Prophet's family, our Prophet's companions, and all who follow his path. Brothers in Islam, another guideline which should be followed when dealing with people appears in the directive of Allah the Most Exalted. You must speak the best of words to people. This means speak kindly to them and be gentle. Therefore, servants of Allah, make yourselves accustomed to treating people in concordance with sound character and righteous conduct. Treat your brothers the way you yourself would like to be treated, and do not treat them the way that you yourself would dislike being treated. Treating people in the best manner also involves bringing joy to people, making them happy, sharing in their joys and sadnesses, comforting them, standing by their side during both ease and hardship, sharing your wealth with them to the extent that doing so is a virtue, causing them no discomfort after having shared with them, avoiding any desire for what other people possess, and bearing no envy against people for what Allah favored them with. Treating people in the best manner also involves not expecting people to thank you for any good you do or reward you for any kindness you show. Treating people in the best manner also involves being forbearing, suppressing your anger when people make you angry, hastening to apologize to those whom you have wronged, bearing no ill will towards your brothers in Islam, accepting the apologies of those who apologize to you, seeking excuses for them if they have wronged you, being aware of the righteousness within your brother in Islam when giving him advice, admonishing him gently, being forgiving, and letting go of some of what is rightly your due. It involves diligently pursuing what would spread love among others, which includes extending the salam, speaking gently, smiling, calling people by the name that they prefer, giving them gifts, and being humble. It involves complete avoidance of boasting about what you possess, belittling other people, causing them difficulty, and making yourself out to be better than other people with your words, even if by accident. It involves interpreting the speech of other people in the best manner, seeking counsel with your fellows, and not insisting that your opinion is always best. It also involves not exposing yourself to being accused of wrongdoing, which may lead people to assume the worst about you. To treat people in the best manner, stay away from obscene and hurtful speech. Furthermore, do not force your way into other people's affairs, since that will never do you any good. Do not ask about things that don't concern you. Seek out people's flaws flaws, gloat over their misfortunes, mention their defects, transgress against them, or cheat them, or betray them, or divulge their secrets, or attack their reputations, or expose their faults, or strive to corrupt their relationships with others. Do not do any of these things. Rather, be a shining light of righteousness and reconciliation by praying for them, asking after them, fulfilling their needs, and solving their problems. That what is more, if a person commits a sin, then out of your love and brotherhood, strive to make him stop. Remind him about Allah's rights, and do not forsake him to a fate of continual sinning and being heedless. Conversely, if a person brings a mistake you have made to your attention, then accept his advice gratefully and do not reject it out of pride. Instead, comply with the truth and submit to it. Furthermore, beware of living a life of mistrust and filling your time with trying to infer people's hidden motives and intentions. Instead, treat people based on what they display outwardly and leave their inward motives and intentions to Allah, the Most Exalted, since Allah is the only one who can take people to account for their intentions. Make Allah being pleased with you your highest objective in all that you do, and realize that pleasing all people is an unattainable objective. Then, in place of striving to attain that, treat every person in the best manner. Expend what you can to fulfill what they are entitled to from you, and always make the best out of every circumstance. And lastly, ask Allah, the completely able, to pardon you for your mistakes and shortcomings. Dear people who submit to Allah in Islam, incidentally, one of the objectives of the pristine teachings of Islam is fostering unity and cooperation and mitigating division and differing. Allah the Most Exalted stated, "All of you must adhere to the Quran and Sunnah, and you must not be divided among yourselves." Therefore, in light of the Arab summit being held in this blessed nation, we ask Allah to allow its gathering to bear blessed fruits and have positive effects towards accomplishing good for all people and their lands. In conclusion, servants of Allah, invoke Allah to grant commendation and protection to your Prophet out of compliance with your Lord's command. Indeed, Allah grants the Prophet commendation, and the angels invoke Allah to grant him even further commendation. People who accept and comply with the truth invoke Allah to grant the Prophet commendation and to grant him protection as well. O Allah, grant victory to Islam and those who submit to you in Islam by your favor. Grant preeminence to Islam and the statement of truth. Weaken kufr and those who reject you, and defeat the enemies of Islam. Protect the lands of the two holy mosques from all opponents of Islam and those who submit to you in Islam, and allow them and all other Muslim lands to be prosperous, safe, and tranquil. O Allah, come to the assistance of our brothers who are downtrodden, our brothers who struggle in your path, and our brothers who guard our borders and defend the frontiers of Islam. O Allah, grant them your help, your support, your aid, and your assistance. O Allah, the ever-living, self-sufficient sustainer of all, direct our leader, the custodian of the two holy mosques, and his deputy, to all words and actions that you love and are pleased with. O Allah, most merciful, guide them to all courses of goodness and to observing taqwa by your mercy. O Allah, we ask you for all factors that allow us to attain your mercy and your forgiveness. We ask you to protect us from the harms of every misdeed. We ask you for the bounty attained from every righteous course of action. We ask you for the triumph of attaining paradise, and we ask you for salvation from the hellfire. O Allah, place abundant good in our hearing, sights, hearts, spouses, and offspring. Accept our repentance. You are the one who continuously accepts repentance and the possessor of limitless mercy. Make us among those who are grateful for your favor, those who praise you for it, those who accept it, and complete your favor to us. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all creation, and may Allah grant commendation and protection to the seal upon the succession of prophets, his family, and all his companions. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.